the Mishnah on Kuf Yud, as it relates to Gezel Ager, says Hagozelos Ager v'nishbel omeis m'shamim kem v'chovim shlo kohanim. But it doesn't mention kefiras bikotin, as it does in the Mishnah on Kuf Bey, because by Gezel Ager, as opposed to shruas bikotin, you're only chayiv if it was through zelim, and not kefiras mamin. And this is meduyik in the Lashon of the Rambam, because this relates to Shuas HaPikadon in Perek Zayin, the beginning of Perek Zayin from Zela. He says, Kol Mishin is chayiv mamil chaveri ha-Yisrael v'kofa bo v'nishba al-shek arei ze chayiv l'hachzilu ha-keren echad ha-goz o ha-osek o ha-gonev o shilveo o shehifkid etzlo o matzo aveda. However, when he speaks about Gezel Hager in Perek Ches, he says, v'chein ha-gozel is Hager. He only mentions Zela. And also there in Halacha Vav, the Rambam says, "V'pia Shmuel lamdu shezeh shnema b'Torah v'im ein la ish goel v'ger shemeis v'ein lo yosh shemakosim edaber v'osim zeh ha'omer kan hu hagzela odameha." Again, the Rambam does not quote Pikadon, because Gezel Ager is only gzela itself, and the Meiri says that explicitly, that Gezel Ager is only by Gzela, in fact, not by Gneva, and not by Bikodon. And the Mishnah Melech on Perek Gimel from Gzela quotes, in the name of the Rush, that if a person stole chametz and was overlof a Pesach, and he was Nishba, so he's not miskaper simply with the hashav of the chametz itself, because he has to pay to the nigzel the value of the chametz, even though by regular gzela, if it's chametz shel Pesach, you become the mitzvah shava, even b'sur hainor. Just say harei shochal fanecha. But shvuas hapikotin, you chayev to pay domim, and you're not yotze just by hashav of the chametz. And so the Mishnah Melech asks from the Gemara later on in Daf Kuf Yud, which deals with the Kohanim by Gezel Ager, are they Yoshim or Makabli Matana, and Nafkamini is by if Begozel Chometz for Avala for Pesach, because if they're Yoshim, so they can give the Chometz to the Kohanim. But if they're Makabli Matana, you're Chayiv to pay. So it's Mashma that by Ger, it requires. You have to, you can give the chametz without domim. And this is not like the sheet of the rush. So the answer is, the Rav said, that could be, there's a difference between the nesina to the kohanim by Gezel Ager, from the din of kem v'chomish by shuas ha-bikodim. Because by Gezel Ager, the mechayiv is only by gzela, and therefore the nesina to kohanim is like by gzela, it's a hashava. But by Shavuos HaBikodin, the Mechayev of Kerem V'Chomish is Mechayev of Kerem V'Chomish, and also Kfiras Bikodin, that so the Mechayev by Gezel Ager is Gzela, and the Mechayev by Shavuos HaBikodin is the Shavuos Sheker. And therefore one could say that the din of Nesina to the Kohanim by Gezel Ager is like the din of Hashava by Gzela, in general by Gzela, and you become the Hashavi even with Yisur HaNor, and if Chomesh Shavu Pesach, you could just say Harei Shulcha Lefanecha. So by Hashavas, but by Shavuos HaPikadon, that there's an additional Mechayev of Shavuos Sheker, so you're not Yotze just by giving the chametz back and having hashava with Yisur HaNor, you have to pay the domim as well because of the chi of shvua, and therefore, even though by shvua tzabikodin, you have to pay domim to the ger himself, by the kohanim, you can be yotze with the chametz, and you don't have to pay damim.